My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Top 5 characters, Scorpion.
Get over here.
And Chris Ello.
In the audio. My goodness gracious. Can we start the show over again, please?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And away we go into the happy hour, final hour of Gwen and Chris on this Thursday, coming up after our show. Scraby stays on for the Scraby Chronicles. First time you've had those in a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Looking forward to that.
Me too.
Good hour of entertainment from 6 to 7 tonight.
By the way, I think your name is taking over. I have more people calling it the Chronicles than I do the
Scraby
Show.
That's a better name. It just is a better name.
I've already made all the graphics.
Scraby is also in big demand, although I don't know if he wants to be. He's in big demand now to return to his role as Padre pre- and post-host.
This is true.
That's because Scraby went 3-0 while he was filling in for Sam Lev.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Lev comes back. Padres drop back-to-back games to the Cardinals. Mm. They fell today 4-1. Mason Wynn homered. He had an unbelievable series, I must say. The rookie for the Cardinals. 9 hits in the series. The Padre rookie star, Jackson Merrill, though, also homered
20th.
Today. His 20th of the year. He is 6 short of the Padre rookie record. He's also only like 2 or 3 short of the rookie RBI record. I mean, simply put, he's having as good of season as any Padre rookie's ever had. I still look at these national websites that say Paul Skenes is the hands-down winner.
Yeah, I don't
I'm trying to be fair here, Scraby. I'm trying to give it the old college try. But I've seen too much of Jackson Merrill. I can't vote Paul Skeens here.
No. I saw a tweet last night because the Paul Skeens started the game yesterday for the Pirates.
Oh, right, and they lost and, the big lead.
Yeah, and someone said, what is Paul Skeens going to do in the ninth? Oh, wait. Nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's out of the game. Jackson Merrill's able to change the game in any inning.
Yeah, that's not Paul Skeens' fault, though.
It is. He's a pitcher.
He's doing everything he can do, but I still don't think it's enough. I think Jackson Merrill's just been better. Anyway.
Go to MLB.com, everybody. Go to the stats section and go to pitching. And you know what it still says with a month left in the season, Chris?
No. What?
Let me just get the example. When table is sorted, or blah, 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 blah. All-star starting pitcher Paul Skeens does not yet qualify for the ERA title. They have a warning on the top because so many people want to know where Paul Skeens is.
But he doesn't
qualify.
He doesn't qualify. Well, I know. We'll have to just see how it turns out. What can I tell you?
I'm telling you right now, if it ended today and they gave it to Paul Skeens, I
honestly might have to call in sick for like a whole week.
I'm flying to MLB Network
Studios. I don't honestly believe I could come on the air if Skeens wins the thing and have to listen to everybody complain, including myself.
And me.
Yeah.
And then Tony will even complain, I'm sure. Maybe.
Maybe.
He'll be like, well, I see with the Paul Skeens.
Tony. Stick up for your guy, Tony. Tony's flying with the team from St. Louis to Tampa. Padres will take on the Rays starting tomorrow. Martin Perez will be on the mound for the Friars tomorrow. Taj Bradley, young right-hander for Tampa Bay. We're on from only 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock tomorrow, but the show will include a Friar Friday interview scheduled with Taylor Scott.
Tanner.
Why do I keep calling him Taylor?
I know. Tyler Taylor Tanner.
Yeah. By the way, you know, I think most of you know, on any hard, you know, ground ball in a Major League Baseball game, I always think it's an error. Like, I think the guy should make the play. You're a major leaguer. You should make the play. I think they rule a hit far too often.
Okay.
In fact, it's almost impossible to make an error now in Major League Baseball. Until today, apparently. Because Nolan Arenado hit a one-hop line drive at Tyler Wade.
Yes.
In the second inning today. First and third inning. Anyway, it was a rocket. It was hit about 190 miles an hour. It one-hopped over the glove of Wade before he could even react to it. And they gave Wade an error. And I thought that was really a tough error. Really a tough one.
And it allowed Michael King to not take the earned run, right?
Right. Two runs scored that inning. They were both unearned.
It's back-to-back week season.
But I was very surprised at that ruling.
What inning was that? I want to see how fast it actually was off the bat.
Third inning, maybe? Whenever the Cardinals scored their first two runs today. I think it was the third inning.
Do you remember who hit it? Oh, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, Arenado hit it. It was a screaming shot. It one-hopped, went over his glove and into left center field. Arenado wound up on second. Burleson wound up on third. But it would have been like a Manny Machado stop had Tyler Wade made it.
They change the scoring?
I don't know. Did they?
Because I'm not seeing any errors, but I'm seeing seeing a ground out and a fielder's choice. I think fielder's choice is what 94 off the bat, but they're saying Arenado fielder's choice. Maybe they changed the scoring.
I don't know. Whatever. They called an error though.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, the runs were unearned because of that error. I thought it would be a double. I mean, the ball was just crushed. Anyway, that's just me. All right. Let's, what did I want to get to?
I don't know.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
You want to yell at more motorcycle people?
No.
No.
I'm not going to try to befriend them, though. It's too late, I must say.
It is too late. All the motorcycle people in the chat were like, we have to be loud because cars don't hear us coming or look for us as we're going.
Yeah. Well, then drive something safer. I have an answer for all of you motorcycle.
But why can't they have their own choice of what vehicle they drive?
Hmm? Well, if they want to take a chance and be on a motorcycle and be in a dangerous situation, that is up to them. But don't rev your engine as you're going by my window, you know, to cause me
pain and
distress.
Suffering.
I'm
looking at this box score. Arenado grounded into fielder's choice to shortstop. Burleson to second. Arenado safe at second. Burleson safe at third on fielding error by shortstop Wade.
Yeah, that's how they rule it. They can't. What they're saying there is if Wade would have picked up the ground ball or the line one hopper, then they can't assume a double play. So it would have been a fielder's choice. They would have thrown to second, at least got one out.
All right, that makes
the
sense.
The errors then allowed both runners to stay alive and go to second and third.
Okay.
It's just wording.
Yes.
Is all that is there.
That makes sense, though.
All right, I'm glad you feel it.
Thank you I don't even know what I was trying to say there. Thank you for breaking that down is what I was trying to say, Chris.
Are you watching Colorado yet?
Oh, man. Colorado right now just... Boat race.
Overwhelming North Dakota State, 0-0 first quarter.
Yeah, like a minute and a half off the clock. I'm so happy. I love baseball, but I'm so happy football's back.
But this isn't even football. This is mismatchville. I mean, Arkansas is leading Arkansas Pine Bluff 21-0 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. I mean, they're likely to score 80 points tonight. Come on. These aren't games.
Since we're potpourriing, Chris,
yeah.
Is this okay to bring up something that Lisa said on the chat? Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy Pham has been rumored to have been let go by the Cardinals.
That's right.
I don't think the Padres are going to bring him in.
See no reason to. You got Fernando coming back.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike Schilt did say today that both Darvish and Ha-Seong Kim are heading to Arizona.
I have that.
To join Fernando, ramp up activity to return.
He's going to, I don't think this is a state secret, he's going to Arizona. He flew today, and he's going to pitch in a simulated, you know, game, controlled game for 4 innings.
Okay. Tim, did he play catch kind of today, or is he down?
Kim went with him. He's also in Arizona going through his program with Toddy. And he's going to start to get some good BP and maybe some live at bat. And then we'll progress his throwing.
How do those guys face you?
I think so. Or Darvish. I couldn't resist.
Mike Schilt. Oh, Mike Schilt, the comedian there.
I love it.
If you didn't catch that, Kevin Acey said to Mike Schilt, will Tatis and Kim face you, as in you, Darvish? Mike Schilt said, I don't think so, and then added, and he won't face me either.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Mike Schilt, the comedian. Atta boy, Mike. Keep it light.
Hey, you've been asking it for him to be honest with us for a while.
He was a little more honest today. Yeah, he said this isn't a state secret. Guess what, Mike? None of it is state secrets.
Some of it is.
No, it's not. Go ahead and tell us. I told you that I believe Tatis would be back around Labor Day.
You did.
I got about 5 more days. Hopefully when they get home for this homestand.
I think that's what it will be. It has to be.
You know what? They need it. I was talking to Sammy after the post-game show. Profar needs a couple days off. I mean, he's slumping. He's 235 since the All-Star break. He's swinging like a rusty gate.
His knee probably hurts.
They just don't have anybody they could really start in left field. But if you get when you get Fernando back, then you could put Peralta in left for a game, or you know, give Profar a little rest.
Yeah,
Merrill probably could use a rest. I'll be honest with you, I'm not trying to.
He's played a lot.
Take him out of the lineup, but this is his rookie season. I don't want the guy to totally collapse in September.
He's also 21, so
things
are easier when
you're
21.
Got a little more energy, yeah. But you know, they've been short in the outfield for so long. The only two guys that are rotating are Peralta and Bryce Johnson. Merrill and Profar, the two of them, have not missed a game that I can remember.
They've missed a few here or there.
Not very many.
Jackson Merrill was out of the lineup recently, but it was for one day, and they were just giving him a break.
Who played center field when he was out?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody playing center field other than Jackson Merrill, except for very early in the season when Azokar was playing some center field.
True, Azokar. Has Tyler Wade played some center field?
Not that I remember. Well,
he plays everything.
I can't remember every single play in every game, but I'm looking at Jackson Merrill, and I'm looking at every box score or his game log. In August, he has not missed one game.
I was wrong.
In July, I don't see him missing one game. In June, I see on June 2nd, he got zero at-bats in a game against the Kansas City Royals. Came in for a late defensive replacement. I clicked the wrong button. I was trying to see who actually was in center field that game.
I think Zokar
still here on June 2nd?
I don't know how you're checking this, so.
Well, here it is. The center fielder that day for the Padres was Zokar, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, Jackson Merrill, I don't think has had a day off since June 2nd. I could be wrong.
How many games have they played?
The Padres?
Yes. The record is?
Don't have it handy.
You don't have it handy?
I don't. I'm supposed to know this stuff.
I'm supposed to
know
it, too, but I don't know it. The Padres record now is 76-60, so they've played 136 games.
Right.
Jackson Merrill has played in, he's appeared in this year, 131. So he's had 5 days off this year.
But I don't know that he's had any of those since the All-Star break.
Maybe not.
Unless I'm just, you know, they're not showing it here. All right. Just a thought, but Fernando coming back is going to be a big deal.
It is.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And Darvish returning to the rotation is going to be a big deal.
Yes.
And I will say this, Kim is going to be a deal. But the kid who filled in for him, Mason McCoy, thumbs up all the way around.
Pretty
he didn't
good.
Play today. But this guy did not hurt the Padres in any way. He has played a solid short, gotten a few key hits here and there, walks, moved a couple of runners. McCoy's been okay.
Yes, yes.
So I give him a thumbs up for his appearance.
Are we going to think that Bryce Johnson is the odd man out when Fernando comes back? I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been admirable.
But no, who else are you going to get rid of?
Not anyone else. I mean,
when Kim comes back, McCoy will go down. That's just the way it's going to go. You know, it's life in the big city. Can't help you.
It is.
You know, we got to make room for these guys. We got to make room for some traffic. When we come back, you're all going to call me a hypocrite because we do a segment on the show called The Daily Gambit, and I get that. So you're going to call me a hypocrite. I'm telling you that in advance. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you another reason why gambling has a chance to destroy sports. That when we return on Gwen and Chris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. 5:21 the time. Chris Ello, Scraby alongside. Scraby's Chronicles come up at 6 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. rejoins me tomorrow. He's on his way to Tampa. Cardinals over the Padres today, 4-1. All right, I said this already. We have our daily gambit. That's just the name of the segment. We don't gamble any money. We don't honestly instruct any of you to gamble any money.
Yeah, true.
We make picks. We have some fun with it. To that extent, you know, I think it's something we all kind of enjoy. But gambling, as you know, is one of my, you know, pet peeves when it comes to being the one thing that could take sports down. And I just watched the whole special on Pete Rose that was on ESPN. Did you see that?
No, man, you've been doing some documentary watching.
Watching a little documentary. Pete Rose thing. Four whole shows on Pete Rose.
Did they need four?
Yeah, maybe three.
Okay.
Because it's pretty complicated. But
all right.
The thing with Pete Rose is you listen to him for 10 minutes and you go, yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Come on, let him in. And then you listen to him for another 10 minutes and you're like, what an idiot.
Because
you can't
brash,
put him in the
right?
Hall of Fame. He's just, he has no remorse. He doesn't get it. Pete doesn't get it.
Well, I don't want him to say he's remorseful just to get into the Hall of
Fame.
Well,
he's not going to, so don't worry.
Another thing that I respect is when it's keeping you from something and you're still towing
that
line.
But he wants in more than life itself.
But he's not willing to sell. He's not willing to say that, you know, he was
that's
wrong.
That's because his disease tells him that he's that
okay.
He's not doing anything
okay,
wrong.
That makes, yes.
You can buy that
all right.
As well.
I can.
Here's more on the gambling thing that bothers me. And this is another aspect of it. You know, people, you know, players betting on games, et cetera. If we ever found out that sports wasn't on the up and up, that could tear it down.
Yeah.
Well, here's another part of it. Caroline Garcia is a women's tennis player. U.S. Open semifinalist 2 years ago. She used to be ranked 4 in the world. She's like number 28 now. So she's pretty good, but, you know, not tip-top, but way up there. She's from France, 30 years old. Lost her first-round match in the U.S. Open this year. After the match, Garcia posted about the hundreds of hate messages that were directed her way. And she offered an example of a few. One said, I hope your mom dies soon.
What?
Yeah. Coco Gauff jumped in and said, yeah, yeah, you could be having a good day. Then someone will literally tell you, quote, oh, go kill yourself. And you're like, thanks. Here's the point that Caroline Garcia is trying to make, and I don't disagree with her. She thinks a lot of this is initiated by people who gamble and lose, support backing her. Yeah. And if you're a gambler and you bet on Garcia and she loses, the hate that can come her way from you can be extraordinary.
Look in the mirror, and, people.
Yeah, and here's what she said. She goes, it really worries me when I think about the younger players coming up. I'm 30. I kind of, am a little more used to this, but, people can really be affected. And I agree with her 100%. And then she goes on to explain, hey, we're doing it to ourselves, though, because the tournaments and sports keep partnering with, betting companies, which keep attracting new people to betting. And she says, look, we're promoting these betting companies, and these places actively destroy the lives of some people. That's not wrong. She also says, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they should be banned. People are free to do whatever they want with their money. But maybe, she says, we shouldn't promote them as much. And she's not the first player to say that social media harassment has been out of control. Francis Tiafo, another New York or U.S. Open American men's player, said people are say outlandish things. It's just wild. Bianca Andreescu, I try not to look at comments. She actually has her PR person go through them.
I would.
So she doesn't have to see them anymore. It's a problem that I see, Scrabe. I don't know what you can do about it because I don't. We've let it all, the old toothpaste thing, we've let the gambling out now. We support gambling, et cetera. These sports promote it. But these players are out there playing, they lose, and then they pick up their phone and they're told to go, kill themselves.
I know.
That's a problem.
Cool. That is definitely a problem. And she's probably right that this is the root cause of it. But in the bigger picture, this is happening to everyone. It's not happening to just athletes. And I'm not talking about betting, but there's just trash talk all over social
media.
There's
a lot of anger and
everywhere.
A lot of hate out there.
And,
you're right.
And me and you get it sometimes. We're like, we don't get what they get. Trust me.
I feel like, you guys take it easy on us.
I get some that are
to
like
some of this stuff.
Hey, bro, maybe you should like not open your mouth during the show.
Okay.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, well, it's not. But
it's not. I don't get the go kill yourself.
Say. Jessica Pegula, another top player. The constant death threats and family threats are normal now.
Here's what Diesel said. That's not cool. Stay off the internet if you're a pro sports athlete.
Yeah, but why should you have to stay off, man? People enjoy going on the Twitter or the Facebook. They want to see this. They want to enjoy their entertainment. I don't think because you're a professional athlete, you should not be allowed to go on social media. And I do think you should have the right to not read your name attached to threats of killing yourself. That's ridiculous.
Jeffrey says hate on the internet is a product of anonymity and exists everywhere. Gambling has nothing to do with it. I disagree with that last part, Jeffrey, because these people wouldn't be in the DMs of this tennis player if they didn't have something on the line.
I'm pretty sure.
They're not just sitting on the couch watching and being like, I need to send her a message.
Caroline Garcia lost. Oh, my God.
Right.
But if they bet on her, then yes, I agree with you on this one, Scraby. And here's one more aspect of this that I wasn't aware of. The French Open partnered 2 years ago with a company that uses AI to filter players' social media accounts.
Okay.
And so apparently, the tennis people are trying to do something about this. There's a way, I guess, they can monitor some of this abusive and threatening content on X, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
Well, Elon Musk wants this.
It's obviously not under complete control because this is still happening.
Because Elon Musk has said multiple times he wants the discussion, he calls it, on Twitter. And it's not really a discussion. It's just a big hate party.
I want to go back to the person who said that gambling has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Gambling has something to do with it. But ultimately, that post is not inaccurate. There's just too much anger and hate. And you and I aren't going to be able to stop it by having this discussion here. But hopefully we can keep, raising the issue someday, yeah, maybe we'll all become a little more relaxed and happier. But I that day seems to be getting further away, not closer.
It does seem to get further away. And you know what's going to... Something bad is going to happen for change to occur.
Well, I mean, we can go back to the 80s, 90s. I think it was the 90s. Monica Seles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Got stabbed.
I'm so
from a crazed fan.
Knock on wood. I'm surprised crazy things don't happen all the time.
Fortunately, that was what spurred security to ramp up to the point where these crazed lunatics can't get to these athletes anymore.
See?
Something came good out of that in the long run, even though Monica Seles got stabbed.
Yeah, you need something bad to happen in order for change to happen.
Yeah.
Because I understand that gambling is on, but some of these people can't help it. Gambling is a real addiction, just like alcoholism, just like drug addiction. It's a real addiction.
If you watch the Pete Rose thing, you will know without question it's an addiction.
Yeah.
Because the guy looks right in the camera and says stuff that is a lie from 5 years ago when he was on the camera and said something different. But he needs to try to convince himself.
Yep. He needs to keep making that reason that it's okay for him to do it.
I want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. The next minute, I don't. And that's the anguish as a viewer with watching that particular show.
I have two documentaries to watch.
Watch the Maddox one first.
It's and that's better. Where?
It was on MLB Network.
Okay.
MLB Network. It aired for the first time Sunday.
Okay. I can find that.
Gwen and Chris, when we come back, now here comes our hypocrisy.
I was just thinking, how are we going to do this, Chris?
It's the Daily Gambit because you guys demand it.
We never blamed gambling for this. We blamed people being
You're interested
bad
in it, so we're blaming you.
I didn't want to do that.
But I will say this. Scraby did do something pretty spectacular last night. I'll explain it when we return. All right. Welcome back, Winnie and Chris. Tony's back tomorrow. We're on from 2 to 3 tomorrow, so don't be late because we won't be here long. But we will have Terrence.
You know what's going to happen when
Timothy.
You're going to say his name wrong now.
Tanner Scott. He'll be on tomorrow. At least he is scheduled, our Friar Friday interview. Mike Schilt will be on with Ben and Woods in the morning. He can explain why the Padres only split with the Cardinals, losing today 4-1. Again, it was A.J. Cassavell doing a good job on the Twitter, pointing out that through 14 games of this 18 stretch, Padres are 7-7. It's not bad. But it's not good enough to keep pace in the NL West, because in the NL West, everybody's going crazy. And, we'll see. Diamondbacks did lose today to the Mets 3-2, so the Padres remain a game back of them. Dodgers later on against Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh, did you see all the love that was shown for Shohei Ohtani's dog last night? Which, I love dogs. And
I do.
I'm all for dogs.
Yeah. But you thought it was a little
name
excessive.
Is really strange, and people think it's like him.
The name of the dog?
Yeah, the name of the dog is Decoy. And people are thinking that's kind of like and this isn't true, this is just a conspiracy, mm-hmm, that he's just laughing in our faces that he got away with gambling.
Yeah, stop it. You know, I mean, just give it a rest.
Did you see the and dog everybody throw a first pitch, though?
The dog threw out the first pitch?
No, the dog... See, this is why I'm like, is this really your dog? Because the dog was well-trained, picked up the ball off the mound, ran it to him at home plate, and dropped it. And
aww,
it was very cute.
Best.
I gotta say, it's
I'm gonna go
cute.
Home and give Kylie a big hug for that.
Yeah, for Shohei's dog.
Yeah, Deion Sanders' son, Shador.
Yeah.
134 yards, 2 touchdowns. Colorado 14, North Dakota State 10 in the first quarter.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly, and we mean that.
And don't send hate mail if you lose. Yeah. It's on you if you lose.
Yeah, you're the one who's making that decision. No one told you to make that bet. You made it on your own. Now, back to Shohei Ohtani for a second and his dog.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a baseball player, Chris, would it be hard for you to go on all the road trips away from your pet all season long? I might find a way to bring Lucky with me everywhere. If I was a good enough player, I think they would accommodate.
I would miss the dog, but, you know, I'd probably get around it. They got FaceTime now. Wife can put the dog on FaceTime.
That is not the same.
And you can go, hello, Lucky, 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 Lucky.
No, I'd be like,
and then
like,
they look into the camera and then they don't even know it's you.
No, I would be like this. This is what I do when I get home. Where's my big man? Oh, there's my big man!
Yeah. Yeah, when you do that on FaceTime, they give you a blank stare.
I would miss. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So last night, apparently, I did something for the.
You did something incredible last night.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, give us the results, and then I'll tell you what you did.
Padres were -1.5 on the run line last night against the Cardinals. We both chose the Padres back when the Padres were good.
Yeah.
You know?
Cardinals won that one.
4-3.
Yeah.
Miami and Colorado, total score 11 runs over under. We said over. It was 8-2. Under was the score. Score there.
Right.
Sale, 7.5 Ks over under. We both went over. Sale, 6 Ks.
Yeah.
Last night.
Keep going.
Djokovic with Jiri.
Laszlo Jiri.
Jiri.
Something like that.
It was -8.5 for Djokovic. We chose him as our bet.
Right.
I think he won. It was
6-4, 6-4, 2-0, and then the guy retired.
Oh,
so he only
that's
won by,
what happened.
He only won by 6 games. He did not cover the spread.
What happened? The guy just gave up?
The guy got hurt? Something happened? I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was like,
that's
what
bad
is going
luck
on?
Right there. Can you imagine? Yeah, you lost. I think you lose that bet. At least in my game, you do.
I'm sending hate messages to the Jerry for that one.
For that one? Yeah. Thanks. Way to promote what we're trying to stop.
The New York Liberty last night were 13.5 points over the LA Sparks. You chose the Sparks. I chose the Liberty. Sparks won, 94-88.
Sparks with
win.
A shocking win over the top team in the league last night.
Starting to see where I went with this news.
Keep going.
Brittany Griner over under 18.5 points in the game last night. You said under, I said over. She had 10.
Yeah, she didn't make it.
Angel Reese over under 14.5 rebounds. We both said over. She had 14.
She didn't make it.
Did I miss every single one of those?
Yes, if you're paying close enough attention there, you will see that Matt Scraby pulled off a remarkable feat last night.
Oh, that's not what I
He made 7 picks. He went 0-7. That is not easy to do.
No.
You could try to do that for the next 2 years and not be able to duplicate that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You went 0-7 last night.
That is really bad.
That is good. Here's what's really bad. Our records for the week. I'm 8-13. I'm sorry, 8-11, which is not great.
Mine's going to be brutal.
You're 4-15.
I'm living on the street this weekend.
You are living on the street. And we're going to have to take your Twitter away because you're going to be sending way too much.
You know what? Angel Reese, why couldn't you tap one more down?
Come on, Angel.
That's one more rebound.
Hurting the team there.
Come on.
All right, here's our wagers for the weekend. Our picks for the weekend, because we don't have a daily gambit tomorrow. We'll start with tonight. Dodgers 1.5 over Baltimore.
What about the Aztecs, remember?
We're going to get there. Okay. I'm going in the order of when the games are.
1.5 over Baltimore.
We got to go with Baltimore and hope, right?
Is Walker Buehler pitching tonight?
No, Bobby Miller is pitching for the Dodgers. Pitching. And some guy I've never heard of is pitching for the O's.
I'm first?
Yeah. You're 4-15. See if you can keep it going.
I'm going to go O's.
Got to go with the O's. Come on, O's. All right, tomorrow night, this is the big one in the WNBA. Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark at Chicago Sky, Angel Reese.
I feel like they play all the time.
There's only their third matchup, I believe. Fever is favored by 5.5 on the road. The Fever is playing really well now.
They've caught a fever.
After being in last place and struggling early on, Caitlin Clark has lifted the fever. that I will take Angel Reese in the sky.
Really?
Plus the 5.5 at home.
Interesting.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the FIVA.
You got him. All right. Caitlin Clark, tomorrow night, 19.5 points against her rival. Will she make it?
She just did one where I picked over.
She was under the other day.
I'm going to say over.
Over? I like Caitlin against Angel Reese. And then Angel Reese is in here with 14.5 rebounds again. She's going to go over this time. What do you think?
What was the over-under?
14.5 again.
Again?
She had 14 last night, so she just missed it. You're going to go under again.
I'm not going to fall for it twice.
Okay. Now we get to Saturday's college football action. San Diego State, 33.5-point favorite over Texas A&M.
Commerce.
It's your turn.
I'm going to have to go with Texas A&M Commerce. Because I don't know what this team's going to look like.
We're going to be an awesome machine, Scraby.
I would love to be wrong on this one.
Sean Lewis is going to have an awesome, totally oiled machine. They're going to run up and down Snapdragon Stadium. They're going to win by 5 touchdowns?
What is... Have we already...
this is tough.
Oh, they're the Lions. The Commerce
Texas
Lions.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. You got a freshman quarterback. It's his first ever game. And you got to give 5 touchdowns?
I'm going Commerce.
Yeah, I know you are. Honestly, I think you're making the smart pick here.
Betting with my head, not with my heart.
But I will bet with my heart.
Oh, you're going to SDSU.
Of course. I have to go with the Aztecs.
Okay.
Also Saturday, Penn State ranked 8th on the road at West Virginia. This is one of the few competitive games of the weekend. Penn State favored by 8. I'll take West Virginia plus the points. I don't like James Franklin, the coach of Penn State.
That's right.
He's on my
book
dislike list of college football coaches. Ever since he... God, what did he do? Forget what he did one time.
I can't remember, but
it was something about a field goal at the end of the game, and the other team made the field goal, and they took it off the board. Anyway, he wanted a shutout so bad that he did something really...
Like, did he call a timeout after... I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
You're going to take West Virginia. This is the problem with college football, is I have no idea... what West Virginia is all about.
I don't know either.
But
what
do
you know about what Penn State is?
Penn State's been pretty good as of late. I'm going to go with West Virginia at home, though. Those Mountaineer fans get rowdy.
You're going with West Virginia also. We're both going with the points there.
Took me a long time, but yes.
Okay. Georgia, number 1, 12-point favorite over Clemson. I don't know where this game is played. I think it's at some sort of neutral
location. Probably in Atlanta or something.
Location.
Let's see. Georgia at Clemson. Are you picking first?
Yes, I am.
It is in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz
Stadium.
Okay,
so that's hardly a neutral site. I'll take Georgia. Although Dabo Swinney?
Yep.
He is one of the coaches I like.
Really?
Because he gets it.
Really?
Yes. Remember what he said last year, which I really enjoyed?
No.
Well, he railed against all the stupid boosters that were calling for his head because his team was only 5-3 after they won like 90 of 91 games. And he's like, what is the matter with you people?
I'm sorry, you just don't get to keep your job at Clemson, bro, if you're not winning.
Every game?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I like Dabo Swinney. He gets it.
Oh.
Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to go Clemson.
You're going with Dabo.
Yep.
Plus 12.
Dabo.
Miami, minus 2.5 at Florida. It's a pretty good rivalry game.
Florida guy Matt on the chat? Matt, tell me who you think's going to win.
The Gators? Well, he's going to think the Gators are going to win.
I don't know.
What do you think?
People are very critical of their own teams.
Do we have time to wait for Matt?
No.
To...
So it was... Miami at Florida.
Miami's favored by 2 points.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah. You're first.
I'm going to go Miami because I know nothing about Florida.
Okay. Now your guy in the chat's going to be mad.
Oh, Matt said Gators by 9. I'm going Florida.
Oh, you're changing.
I trust Matt.
Matt says Florida.
Yep.
Okay, Matt, I don't know you. I do know Jesse Agler, and he went to Miami.
He did go to Miami.
So I'll take that.
All right. And I'm even putting, Matt, just so you know, I'm putting Gators by 9 so we remember to review that.
Here's one for you, Scrab. You love these. Ohio State taking on Akron. LeBron James, I don't believe, is playing in this game. Akron could use him. Ohio State's favored by 48.5. Come on. Why are you playing these games? I honestly...
The Zips aren't usually this bad.
This bad? It's because Ohio State's probably this good. All right, I'll take the Zips. Just because it's kind of fun to say the Zips.
You're going to take the Zips?
I am. Plus 48.5.
You know how
Ohio State's got to win by 7 touchdowns to beat the spread. They certainly can do it, but...
You know what coach in college football irks me a lot? Ryan Day of Ohio State.
Yeah, he's on your list?
Yeah, he's on my list.
Okay.
He was a Urban Meyer apologist, basically. I mean, he got the job after Urban Meyer. I'm going to go with Ohio State.
You're taking
to win
him anyway.
65-0.
All right. On Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
You hurt yourself?
Didn't know we had this many bets. I'm creating new.
Got one more. LSU by 4 over USC. Final game.
LSU by 4 over USC. Where is it?
I don't know. It's a neutral site.
Okay.
Another neutral site game, so I don't know.
Lincoln Riley's on that list for me, too.
You don't like him?
No. Remember when he forced USC to buy him a house and buy out his house in Oklahoma? I'm going LSU. I mean, Brian, what's his name?
I'm going to take USC here, and the reason is because I was at the Holiday Bowl last year, and whoever USC had is like their... fill-in quarterback for Caleb Williams was better than Caleb Williams. I don't know if he's still there, but I'll take USC here.
Brian Kelly is LSU's head coach.
Oh, wait a sec. Yes, I'll take... I'm gonna. You know what? In a battle of disliked coaches,
yes.
I'm going to go Lincoln Riley over Brian Kelly.
I can't believe I just sided with Brian Kelly.
You just went with Brian Kelly, and I'm not giving you a chance to change
that. I'm not going to change it, but I'm not happy supporting a guy who changed his accent when he became an LSU head coach.
Here's the deal. James Franklin caught some flack for calling a timeout, 11 seconds left, and leading 56-0 against Georgia State. He called the timeout, froze the kicker, who then missed the field goal.
Yeah, that's pretty
lame. And they ended up with a 56-0 shutout.
That was pretty lame.
Come on, James Franklin. You can do better than that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Scrabby's Chronicles are next. We're back tomorrow at 2. Don't forget, next Wednesday, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings. So circle your calendar for that. Tanner Scott on the show tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Adios.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.